All right, on this Thursday morning, and we are joined now by State Representative Shane Hernandez, the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Just asked you off the air, I said, so are you going to get something done on the budget soon? And you said, we have to.
Of course we will. Yep, we have to. That's the number one constitutional responsibility of the legislature.
You probably saw the Macomb County Executive's billboard on the way up here on I-75, fix the funding, fix the roads. He had a lot. We talked to him an hour ago, and he's got a lot of ideas of how to fix the funding. What's going to happen?
Yeah, there's all kinds of ideas being tossed around right now, and obviously it's at the middle of the conversation. No-fault auto insurance was the number one priority of the House Republicans, and that is supposedly being signed in about an hour here out on the porch. So I think the focus will turn to roads and the budget now.
On no-fault, are you pleased with the compromise that was reached?
Yeah, I think that it was a compromise. I didn't get everything I wanted, and I don't think the governor got everything she wanted. But it was reasonable for both sides, and I think it's a good point to get started. I do believe that there will be tweaks from here on out. But that big jump in this law that we've struggled with for so long, we've been able to achieve that now.
On the budget, and obviously, as you said, it's the middle of the conversation, but what does the chair of the House Appropriations Committee think should be done when it comes not just to road funding, but to education, the whole thing?
Right. I agree with the speaker, as he's talked for the last several months about the fact that I believe that every penny paid at the pump should go to our roads, which we aren't doing right now, and that obviously creates a challenge in our school aid fund, because a good chunk of what we pay at the pump is sales tax that goes to the school aid fund. And the speaker has consistently said that we want to get every penny at the pump to our roads, and we won't do that on the backs of our schools. We will continue to increase funding for our schools. So that's the challenge we're facing right now, and that's the road we're working down, is this budget will have increased road funding, and it will not have a 45-cent gas tax increase.
It will not.
Not 45 cents.
Well, maybe something smaller?
You know what? I'm somebody who I want to start in an area of finding every penny we can possibly find in the existing budget. I think that we have to talk about policy, how we're building our roads, how we're working with our contractors. There's a lot of things we need to do before we even consider new funding.
I think that's a good point. That kind of gets lost in the conversation of fix the damn roads is, that doesn't just mean writing a big check. That's part of it, but you got to have the right approach to fixing the roads. We have a new MDOT director now. I'm sure you've probably talked with him a bit. Do you like his approach?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their own approach right now. I just dropped my three-bill package that we've talked about last year for materials and methods and how we're building our roads. I think that needs to be part of the conversation. I think that that sales tax on gas needs to be part of the conversation. I think one of the big things we're dealing with is that the people of Michigan right now don't trust us to spend this money where it belongs. So before we even consider increasing funds, we have to go back and earn that trust, whether it's through changing how we're building roads, changing our materials, methods, even looking at the formula. That's something that Macomb County talks about a lot. Obviously, in a rural area, I probably have some different opinions than the Macomb County Executive, but it's a reasonable conversation to have of the formula, how it's being distributed to counties and cities and villages.
A lot of people said that the auto insurance reform legislation was probably a good exercise in diplomacy between Republicans and Democrats and coming to some kind of an agreement. Do you agree? Was that a good first step toward working together? Do you feel like there is an air of bipartisanship? And I don't mean necessarily hand-holding and, all for one, one for all, but did it at least kind of break down the barriers a little bit and allow you to talk? Because it would be really easy for Lansing to just be completely paralyzed with a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature.
I think it is a good show of the ability to work together and come together. And obviously, there's bumps in the road when you work on an issue that big. But if you think about that issue of no-fault auto insurance, something that has been attempted to be changed for not just years, decades, and the fact that we got it done with a Republican legislature and a Democrat governor, and we were able to come together and pass legislation like that, and I believe have it signed today, I think that's a big sign and a really big positive going forward.
You mentioned that you're the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. You lost one of your committee members, Representative Larry Inman from West Michigan, who's being charged with bribery, and a lot of a lot of Republicans are calling, and not just Republicans, but Republicans and Democrats calling on him to resign. Should he resign? What is his future in the legislature?
Yeah, I mean, I put out a release saying that obviously Larry should have his day in court, but I don't believe that he can fulfill the duties of state rep right now. I think that the people of his district deserve better than that, and I have called for his resignation.
If he doesn't resign, then what happens? Can you have him removed somehow?
Well, that'll be a discussion of the House as we go forward. There is the ability to expel them, a legislator, and that'd be a discussion going forward as a group if we wanted to do that.
You're here not just as a member of the legislature, but you're also from Port Huron, a lot of people from Port Huron, St. Clair County here. Your thoughts on just the state of the economy in St. Clair County right now, all the development that's going on, and all the things that that our lobby, if you will, from St. Clair County is here to promote.
Yeah, it's excellent to see so many people from the area here collaborating, working together. You know, last night, all the legislators are out at dinner with different groups, and I'm able to be at dinner with a local group, and not just interest groups from around the state, but you know, people from the Community Foundation, from different business organizations in Port Huron. It's just so good to see. And I think that collaboration is showing statewide right now with the media attention that St. Clair County has gotten across the state.
Yeah, it's something that I think other areas could learn from. It's not easy to replicate, though. You can't just say, let's have a blue meets green in West Michigan or the Upper Peninsula. It's really organic, I think.
Well, that is true. And, you know, I think when I went to Lansing, I thought it was normal. And then you get there and you realize, well, you know what, this isn't normal. This is a special thing we have going on in St. Clair County and in the Thumb, and it's exciting to be part of it.
Good luck on the budget work.
All right, thank you.
Shane Hernandez, State Representative from Port Huron, with us on WPHM at 8:47. More coverage of the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference at the Grand Hotel coming up.